Yes, sir. Absolutely, I will. Thank you so much. No, of course. No, no. And again, I'm so sorry. That was the mayor, Alan.
It was an accident. You said you'd always love me no matter what I did.
I know, and I do. You're my best friend. But, Alan, why would you buy a giraffe?
I always wanted one. You'd feed them from my treehouse. Besides, they remind me a lot of myself.
In what way?
They're majestic. Pensive and tall.
Pensive?
Yeah.
Where'd you learn that word?
Words with friends.
What friends, Alan?
You can set it on random.
Oh. Alan, aside from the fact that you shut down a freeway, you murdered a wild animal. It's national news. You don't want to know the checks I had to write to fix this.
Oh, please. We're rich.
We are not anything, Alan. I am well off. You are my 40-year-old son.
42.
40.
I'm 42.
42-year-old son who still lives at home. You are to go back on your medication or I'm cutting you off.
You're bluffing. When's dinner?
Your mother and I can't take this anymore.
Well, you might have to.
I can't do it.
I don't care what you say anymore, this is my life. Go ahead with your own life, leave me alone.
I can't believe my daddy is dead. I can think of so many people I would rather have died first, like my mother. As many of you know, my father and I were extremely close. He was my life partner. He would often tell me, almost on a daily basis, that I was his favorite child. I'll always remember the last words he said to me. I'm proud of you, Alan. Never change. Well, I heard you loud and clear, Daddy. I will never change.
Never, ever.
Go ahead, Chief.
Sid Garner was a beloved husband, father, and neighbor.
Wow, rough day. Yeah, how's Tracy doing?
Not great. Her mother's totally on the edge. And if all this weren't enough, apparently Alan's been off his meds for almost 6 months.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, has not been pretty. It was a whole fucking giraffe thing.
I thought that was pretty funny.
What?
Come on, he killed a giraffe. Who gives a fuck?
You know, I wasn't going to say anything, but Alan's been stopping by my office lately. You're kidding me. What for?
I don't know. He just sits in the waiting room and reads Highlights magazine. Fills in the puzzles, whatever he can, and then leaves.
Check it out.
Wow.
Jesus, what are you going to do with him?
Actually, I wanted to talk to you guys about that. Linda really wants to stage an intervention for him.
An intervention? Really?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Yep. The thing is, she's pretty convinced he won't agree to it unless all of us are there. I mean, you know how he is.
I don't know. It seems a little extreme to me.
Oh, God. Look at him now.
Okay, I'm in. When are we doing it?
So we talked to Tracy today, and she said that the treatment facility that they found is really nice.
It's beautiful. I checked it out online. Great reputation.
Who gives a fuck? It's in Arizona. We gotta go on like a 2-day drive for this shit.
Here we go.
They should just save their money and send him to fat camp.
Phil!
What? I mean, he should lose some weight. He'll find a woman. That's what he needs. The dude's lonely.
Well, if he's so lonely, why don't the two of you spend more time with him?
No, trust me. You don't want that.
No, you definitely don't want that.
Oh, come on. He's not that bad. I mean, what's the worst that's happened? The tattoo.
Yeah, the tattoo's the worst. Right?
Definitely. Tattoo was the worst. Nightmare. Speaking of which, you ever get tested?
Excuse me?
You know, because of the ink. That went inside you.
I'm fine.
Again, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, of course.
This is Nico. Nico is a good friend of Alan's.
Sup, Rose?
Oh, yeah, hey.
And that's Blanca. Blanca's been with us since Alan was a baby.
Hello.
Hello.
And this is Timothy. Timothy lives across the street. He and Alan swim together.
Hey, what's up, little man?
Hey.
Why don't you guys take a seat?
Yeah.
Tracy's on her way back with Alan right now. Obviously, he has no idea this is coming, so things might get a little intense. But no matter what happens, remember, this is all about Alan getting better.
Mother, Oreo smoothie now!
Whoa. Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hey, Timothy. A little cold for a swim, isn't it?
Oh, wow, look, you went to the pier today. How was that?
We had a great time.
Yeah, I played skee-ball for like 45 minutes. It's a pretty sick workout. What's going on?
why don't you have a seat, bud? I just want to talk to you for a sec.
Okay.
Hey, Phil.
Hey. Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, you got me. So, Alan, we're all here to tell you about an awesome place called New Horizons.
That does sound awesome.
Alan, this is an intervention.
A what?
Mom.
Alan, I love you so much. We all do. But we can't keep lying to each other. Ever since you were a baby, all
oh,
I want...
Oh, my God. Is anybody else falling asleep?
Alan, listen.
No offense, Mom, but you're boring.
Mr. Alan.
Oh, now you?
I pick up after you for 30 years. I cleaned your room. I see things no one should ever see. But I pray for you, Mr. Alan. Everyone...
Hey,
someone should clean that up.
Alan!
Alan, you are not well. You're off your meds, and you're clearly upsetting your whole family.
That's baloney.
Alan, if you say yes to this, we drive you there today, and I promise you will come back a changed man.
Who's we? What do you mean we? Who's we?
We, all of us. Stu, Phil, me, you.
You going, Phil?
I love you, Alan.
Thank you.
Hey, Alan, you hungry? Want to get some Arby's?
No, thanks.
You know, I meant to tell you earlier, some really cool vest you got on.
Thanks, Phil. It was my dad's. He died in it.
Whoa. That's intense.
Hey, Alan, just want to say what you're doing is really brave. We're proud of you.
Yeah, you're going to do great.
Stop the car. I don't want to do this anymore.
What?
I changed my mind.
Alan, you can't change your mind. Everybody's counting on you.
I'm fine just the way I am. I want to go home.
Turn the car around. Hey, oh, please,
what the fuck was that?
Oh, my God. He's doing it on purpose.
Jesus, get out of his way. Get out of his way.
I am.
Hey, get the fuck off.
Victor, change information.
I got the right fucking guys. Get him up. Pick him up. Put him over here.
Hey, you're Black Dog. There's Black Dog.
Shut the fuck up with that. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. It is.
Alan, tell me right now, why is Black Dog kidnapping us?
I said don't call me that shit no more.
Sorry.
It ain't Alan's fault.
Thank you, Black Dog.
Oh, motherfucker.
Dog.
Motherfucker.
Dog. Okay. Just Dog,
yeah.
Okay?
Why are you doing this?
Because I told him to. I'm Marshall. And whether you know it or not, we all have something in common. And it all started 4 years ago when this moron sold the wrong drugs to this dumb fuck. You have no idea the chain of events that were set in motion that night in the parking lot of a fucking liquor store.
What up, nigga?
Excuse me?
Chill out, I'm not a cop. Just in town for the night. Me and my boys looking to get our freak on.
You sold Alan roofies.
Oh, shit, I must have mixed up the bags. My fault, Alan. Damn, Marsha gonna be pissed off at me on that one.
Marshall? You're Marshall? You brought us out here because of that?
You're not here because of that. You're here because some Chinaman I never heard of strolls into my town and takes one of my guys off the street.
Mr. Chow?
Yes. Yes. Mr. Leslie fucking Chow. You introduced a virus into my life.
Oh, God. What does he do?
He fucked me in the ass.
Well, he does that from time to time.
Not literally. Jesus. A few weeks after your bullshit, I get word this sheik is coming in from Abu Dhabi. He was looking to make some less than legal investments. He brought his two wives and $42 million in gold bars. It was a layup.
Get there!
We took it all. two bands, each with $21 million in gold. My guys split up. One of them made it back. One of them didn't.
Is there a problem, officer?
Not anymore, motherfucker.
Leslie Chow stole $21 million from me on a Tuesday.
Oh, God.
I looked everywhere for him, but he's gone. No one can find him. Until the little cockroach got himself pinched in Bangkok. So I pay him a visit. I offer him a truce. I won't touch a hair on his head. I just want him to tell me where my gold is. He refuses to talk. Not only does he refuse to talk to me, he has no communication with anyone from the outside except you!
Hey! Oh, it's unfair!
All right.
Alan, you've been talking to Chow?
They've been writing letters!
Hey, those are private!
Dear Leslie, OMG, the McRib is back. Why was it ever gone?
Exactly!
Dear Alan, I threw urine on prison guard today. Blamed it on cellmate. Wish you were here.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen that.
Letter after letter of total nonsense, except for one common thread. You guys. The wolf pack.
Jesus Christ, Alan.
5 weeks ago, Chow escaped from maximum security detention.
Oh, fuck.
He stowed aboard a shipping freighter bound for the West Coast. Where is he?
I don't know.
Alan, if you know where he is, you tell this man right now.
Phil, I don't know. I swear I haven't talked to him in months.
We gotta do it the hard way.
Oh, no! What the fuck? Hey, Frank!
Let's go.
No! What the fuck?
Whoa, what are you doing?
Doug is my insurance. He stays with me. You don't get me, Chow? I blow his brains out. You go to the cops, I blow his brains out.
But that's insane! We don't even know where the fuck he is!
No one does. But I figure the wolf pack has the best chance of finding him. You have 3 days. Get to work.
Can you take Sue instead?
Fuck you, Alan!
Yes! Shit!
Alan.
Yeah, Phil.
I need you to roll over here and chew off these hand ties.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Get a little too much steam.
Get off me.
All right, let me just shimmy down. Just hold still. Hold still.
Holy shit. What are we gonna do, Stu?
We're gonna go to the police.
Oh, no, we're fucking not. Did you hear that guy? He will kill Doug, period. Chow is a cancer. He has been a cancer since the first day we met him. So we're gonna hand him over to this guy, Marshall, and then it's done.
Hey, Phil.
Alan, not now, but I need you, Stu. I can't do this alone.
Do what alone? We have no idea where he even is.
Phil.
What, Alan?
Well, I was just going to say, I got this strange email the other day. I wasn't sure what it meant, but now I think it might be from Chow.
Fatty, it feels good to be out. I'm close by. Tell no one. I'll be in touch. Chow. This says Chow. How did you not know this was from Chow?
At the time, I thought it was Chow like goodbye. You know, like Chow, arrivederci, sabato, papa Chow.
I'm writing him back.
Whoa, wait, just hold on.
Then tell him that you're happy he's out and that you'd love to see him.
Ooh, I would love to see him.
Do you even know what's going on?
Yes, I do. Phil's doing all the work, I'm his assistant, and you're standing there looking like an idiot.
I'm gonna arrange a meeting. We're gonna take him out.
Take him out? Who says that? How do we take someone out?
We use drugs. prescription drugs. You know, the kind a dentist has access to.
Good luck finding a dentist who will write fake prescriptions.
Oh, I know one. His name is Stuart Price. Now let's go find a fucking pharmacy.
Ooh, you just got schooled, son. Are you coming or not?
I don't like this plan.
Okay, then. Ciao. I got a pretty dope sense of humor, brah.
Everything okay?
Well, it's just a strange request. This drug in this amount and a pack of syringes, it's just a little weird.
Yeah. It's just, it's kind of an emergency, so.
See, that right there, and you're acting all fidgety, plus you look like shit. In our business, these are all red flags. I need to call a prescribing doctor and make sure everything's okay.
Aha! Well, you're in luck because I actually am the prescribing doctor.
Oh boy, another red flag. It says here you're a dentist.
Yeah, doctor of dental science.
This is fucked up. Hey, Dad. I think we got a live one.
How'd we do?
We did good. I got Demerol, pack of syringes, and almost lost my dental license. What about Chow? Anything?
No.
Oh, look at this. He emailed me like 20 minutes ago.
Alan, we've been give me the phone, please.
What does it say?
Oh, wow. He wants to meet Alan tonight at 8. Says come alone.
Come alone where?
A bus stop. In Tijuana.
Tijuana's the bomb.
Oh, fuck.
No, that's perfect. That's like a 3-hour drive from here.
Yes, Sue. Try reading a map.
Yeah, Alan, try reading anything, ever.
Yes, dude, try not having such big horse teeth.
All right, we need a plan. They're meeting on a bus bench in a public place. So Alan needs to convince Chow to go someplace more private. Someplace where we can sneak up on him and drug him.
Like where?
I don't know, like an alley?
What about a movie theater?
Fuck, that's actually a great idea. The lights go down. We take the seats behind him, we jab him, and it's fucking done.
I'll jab him if you want. I've drugged people before.
Yeah, us.
No offense, Alan, but we're not letting you handle any drugs. You'll kill someone.
Oh, please, I'm an expert. Remember the marshmallows in Thailand?
Yeah?
I made it so you could eat at least 3 before hitting a fatal dose.
Wait. So, you're saying I would have died if I had had 4?
Nobody eats 4 marshmallows, Stu.
That insane theory is the only reason I'm still alive?
Yes! And you're welcome, by the way.
Don't say you're welcome for almost killing me.
Fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God damn it!
Down in the Mexicali, there's a crazy little place that I know. A cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
Oh God.
You know you were right.
About what?
That place in Arizona. It's not gonna help him. There is no facility that can fix this guy. We're going to spend the rest of our lives dealing with him because we're all he has now. You realize that? We're it.
Oh, shit. Check it out.
Is that Chow?
Hey, fat stuff.
Leslie.
Act cool. Eyes forward.
Yeah, okay.
Anyone follow you?
No, I don't think so.
Good, good. Got to keep low profile right now. Chow wanted man. Can't trust anyone. Quick, give me some sugar. Come on, come on, come on.
What the fuck? Did he just kiss him?
Listen, I'm in a bit of a pickle, Alan. I need a friend.
Well, I'm your friend, Leslie.
Exactly. That's why I called you down here. You're the only person I can trust in this shithole of a life.
Well, that's not true. Stu and Phil are your friends.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Where are they?
Around?
Around where?
I don't know.
Motherfucker, I told you to come alone!
Leslie!
Shit. What happened? Is he leaving?
Come back, we'll talk some more. I'll give you another kiss.
He's coming this way.
Oh, fuck, get down. Get down.
Leslie!
Get out of the car, you mutt!
Leslie, no!
Get off me, fat clown!
Chow, calm down!
Who sent you?
No one! No! We just wanted to see you!
Liar! No one wants to see Chow!
No! We miss you!
What?
We miss you, Chow! That's it!
Yeah.
We miss you!
You miss me?
So much.
You miss Chow.
Yeah, buddy. We love you, Chow.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. What have I become?
What the fuck am I watching?
My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away.
Is that gonna be enough?
Oh, yeah. The end.
This will take about a minute to kick in. We'll tell the waitress he's drunk. By the time we get to the car, he'll be out cold.
I will let you down. I will make you hurt.
That was really nice, Chow.
Thanks, Phil. The key is to sing from your heart.
So Mexico, huh? What are you doing down here?
You know, fucking, doing blow, same old, same old. Ooh, I got into cockfighting.
Oh, cockfighting, that sounds wonderful.
Yes, basically been killing it down here.
That is just terrific, right? I mean, that's terrific. I think that calls for a toast.
I like that. To killing it.
Killing it.
Yeah, to killing it.
You okay, Chow?
I don't know. You tell me.
So how many rooster birds do you have, Chow?
Cool, or I open his vein.
Julia.
Why you want to drug poor Chow?
No, it's not what you think. There's this guy Marshall.
Marshall? How you know that fat fuck?
He says that you took his gold, and he's got Doug, and he's gonna kill him unless we bring you back.
It's true! I swear to God, it's true!
Chow, that's the truth.
Oh, God damn it! That motherfucker.
Stu, you okay? You all right?
No.
We're sorry, Chow. We're sorry. We didn't know what else to do.
Next time, don't lie to Chow.
You're right. You are so right. And we made a huge mistake. So what do we do now?
That depends. Can I trust you?
What is this place, Chow?
My house. Chow used to be on top of the world. Had three beautiful homes in three different countries. But this one, my Mexican villa, this was my favorite. And everything got fucked. Chow go to prison, all my property seized. My homes sold at auction to highest bidders. But I know something no one else knows. This house is where I stashed the gold.
Marshall's gold?
Yep. Hid it inside the basement wall. No one knows it's there. We're gonna go get it.
Wait. You mean break in?
Look. Marshall wants his gold, and he's gonna hunt me down until he gets it. If we show up without it, he'll kill me.
We're not breaking in anywhere.
Not anywhere, Stu. My house. It's a piece of cake. I know every square inch of this place. The best part? The guy we're stealing it from doesn't even know it's there. So he'll never know it's gone.
You guys know what's going on, right?
What do you mean?
Well, and please correct me if I'm wrong. We're not breaking into this house.
This house is too small. We're breaking into another house. This is just a model, right, Chow?
What? Hey, no! My kitchen! Bullseye!
Are you out of your mind?
Damn straggler. Let go. You won a lot of fights, Wallace.
What the fuck is wrong with those chickens?
They're angry. All I feed them is cocaine. And chicken.
That's some house, Chow.
It's my Shangri-La. Now it's gone.
Could you not spit inside my minivan, please? Jesus.
Who lives there now?
Some dot-com millionaire. He's never here. Is his vacation home. The help doesn't show up on Sundays. No one there but the guard dogs. Stu?
We'll toss these burgers over the gate, wait for the Demerol to kick in.
Make sure you put in enough to kill them.
Well, we're not gonna kill the dogs, Chow. This'll knock them out for hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you worked for PETA. What a pussy.
Where are you going?
You'll see. Pardon me, little loser. You lose me, fucking asshole. Follow me. Okay, here's the deal. Two security panels inside. If you cut only one wire, it triggers alarm. Place will be crawling with cops. But if you cut wire on both panels at the same time, alarm disabled.
Yeah, but how are we going to get inside without tripping the alarm?
Check this out. Any more stupid questions?
Whoa.
Now, who's coming with me?
I'll do it.
You want to tell him?
Oh, Alan, you're just too fat. Roger that.
Me, fucker.
No, don't get up. We'll trip motion detectors. Stay low like dog.
Okay. Good idea. Which way?
In there. The kitchen.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
I'm saying hello. We're dogs, remember?
Hey, Stu, check it out. Oh, my God, so gross!
God, Chow, cut it out!
Okay, I'm here. Now what?
Pull the cover off so you can see the wires.
Okay. Done.
Okay, on three. Cut the gray wire. One, two.
Wait. I don't have a gray wire. I have red, green, and yellow.
That's weird. I have light gray, medium gray, and dark gray.
You do?
Motherfucker. My bad. I'm colorblind.
You what?
Fuck it. Just cut the middle one.
My middle one could be different. The wires are all twisted.
On three. One, two.
Chow, stop! Hold on. I'm coming to you.
What the fuck is taking them so long?
Where'd you get that shirt? The diesel store? Phil.
What?
The cute top. Where'd you get that shirt?
What's the problem?
Just point to the wire you want me to cut.
This gray one right here.
Great. For your information, that's green.
Ooh. Which one's red?
The one in your left hand.
Wait, which hand is that? I'm also dyslexic.
What the fuck?
Where'd you get it?
I don't know. I'll find out. I'll get you one.
There's a cool diesel store in the mall that I like to go to, right next to the food court.
I don't know if it's diesel.
Looks like a diesel.
What's the matter with you?
Okay, you're still holding the one I left you with, right?
Pretty much.
Fuck. All right. On three. One. Two. Three.
Holy shit, it worked.
All good?
Easy peasy.
All right. You have no idea.
Come on. Whoops.
Jesus. Be careful, Chow.
Fuck this guy. Living in my house. Living my life.
Can we just stick to the plan?
Fine. Ruined.
He is completely out of control.
Let's just get this done.
This way. Come on, come on. Buried behind this wall. Alan?
Here you go, boss.
Ah!
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just warming up. It's so heavy. Do we have a lighter one?
Why don't you just let me do it, Chow?
Okay, either way, you and me, same thing. You might want to take your shirt off. It makes it easier.
What? I've heard that too.
Thank you.
that's the last of it.
You sure?
Yeah.
You triple shot?
Yeah.
Good.
Chow? Chow! 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 Chow, open this fucking door right now!
No felonies, one arrest, Las Vegas, Nevada. Phil Winnick, no felonies, one arrest, also Las Vegas, Nevada. Alan Gardner.
Is this record accurate?
I did that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Masturbating on a city bus. Yep, that was me.
Look, we've been here for 5 hours. We already told your guys everything that we know.
No. You told them a story about a little Chinese man.
Leslie Chow, he's an international criminal. Look it up.
A little Chinese man that no one in town has seen or heard of. And the hotel where you say he's staying? There's no one there.
Probably because he left town.
That's one theory. Another theory is that you're lying.
Lewd behavior. Cracker Barrel Christmas Eve.
Oye, hay algo allá enfrente que tiene que ver.
Excuse me.
We're fucking dead. Why would Mr. Chow do this?
Because he's a greedy piece of shit who used us.
Yeah, but he's our friend.
Oh. Grow up, Alan.
You're free to leave. All the charges have been dropped.
By who?
It's your lucky day. There's a car waiting for you out front. Come on, let's go.
I'm sorry. What is this?
Get in the car.
Excuse me, sir. Where are we headed?
Let's go, guys.
Out to the back.
Doc?
Guys.
Get your ass back over here.
Leslie Chow never lived here. You didn't break into his old house.
You broke into my house.
I don't understand.
You didn't get back the gold he stole from me. You got the other half that he didn't.
Oh, my God! Well, you mean the half he never had?
He's a world-class rat, and you three were his accomplices.
No.
We had no idea.
We were trying to help you. We thought you'd be happy.
Thank you so much. Thank you for ripping me off. Thank you for desecrating my home. And thank you for killing my fucking dogs.
We didn't kill your dogs. They're just tranquilized.
Oh, right. You don't know. Chow snapped their necks on his way out.
What?
And somebody's got to pay.
He's right.
No.
My head of security. Couldn't stop three fuck-ups and a Chinaman with a pair of wire cutters. Unreal. Oh, man. That's okay. I know it's scary. Hector, run upstairs and grab a pair of sweatpants for Alan here.
I'm a 44 Slim. Can you bring me a few options?
You found Chow once. Find him again. And my gold.
Wait. We don't even have a car. Chow stole my minivan.
Take the limo. Hector has the keys. Then get going. I'm killing Dougs today.
I never saw anyone get killed before.
Right? My God, that was so intense. I mean, he just fell and then he's dead.
I feel sick.
Me too.
Well, maybe we should get some food, guys.
What are we going to do? We have no idea where Chow is.
I don't know.
If he took your minivan, maybe we could report it stolen and then they could track him down.
It's worth a shot.
Oh, fuck!
I left my phone in the minivan.
Well, if you lost your phone, Phil, I have that Find My Phone app.
We have bigger problems than that, Alan.
No, wait. If your phone's in the minivan, and Chow has the minivan, then your phone's with Chow.
You heard him. We have bigger problems than that, Stu. Alan, give me your phone. Quick. That's brilliant. Hey, what's your password?
Hey, Phil?
Yeah?
No, that's it.
What?
That's my password. Hey, Phil.
It is it.
Phil gets it. Nothing worse than losing your phone.
You just saw a man get murdered. Your brother-in-law is kidnapped. You sure there's nothing worse?
You don't get it, Stu. You just don't get it, do you? I have over 60 apps on that phone. What if I lost my phone? Do you have any idea how much time and man hours it would take to re-download those apps?
You are right. I had not thought of that. Thank you.
God, is that always about you, Stu?
It's locating. Oh, God, of course.
What?
Where is he? He's in fucking Vegas.
Shotgun.
Oh.
Hey, Stu. I don't enjoy talking to you that way. I don't know why you insist on making me blow my top. We've been on a lot of adventures together, but it seems like you haven't learned anything. Anything. You think on it. I'll be in the limo.
Mother.
He's okay.
Tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what to say. Mother. Mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world? Oh, Mother, gonna take you down the house tonight. Gotta show her my world. Oh, Mother.
Someone needs to burn this place to the ground.
I told myself I would never come back.
And don't worry. It all ends tonight.
It says 200 yards up on the right.
And there it is. Amazing.
Looks like he ditched it. It's open.
No shit.
Well, look around.
See if he left anything in here.
I found the Demerol.
Good. Keep it. We're going to need it.
Ah,
I got my phone. No fucking keys, though. Alan, anything?
No, not even the gold.
Why the fuck would Chow come down here?
I know, right? Why here?
You can't match the pure strength and power of John Cena.
Oh! Nice.
Excuse me. Have you happened to see the driver of that minivan that's parked out front? Short Asian guy?
Yeah, they're all short.
That's so true. Right, but he may have been trying to pawn some gold.
That would be my business, wouldn't it?
I like your t-shirt. I saw that show at the Forum. He played Captain Jack.
Yeah, I heard that was legendary.
Woman? You have no idea.
Try me.
Cassie, I'm hungry. I thought you ordered Chinese.
Mom, I'm with a customer. You'll eat when I say it's time to eat.
But the doctor...
If you don't reverse that right now, there's going to be hell to pay.
She's rude.
Thank you. Yeah, you hear that, Mom? Nobody likes you.
Yeah, keep your mouth shut.
Oh.
You're smart. Chinese guy came in here earlier. It was pretty weird. He pawned a gold brick. The thing's worth 400 grand. He took 18,000.
Did he say where he was going?
I'm sorry. Was I talking to you? He said he wanted three things. He wanted some girls, some guys, and some bath salts. I gave him a card for an escort service, and he took off. Pretty high end, so good luck getting anything out of him.
Thank you. We gotta go. We should go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get it.
Anything?
No, I'm still on hold.
Oh, what
look how happy this fucking guy is.
Have you ever witnessed a moment with that much heat? I mean, white hot heat, bruh.
No, it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually an emergency. He has a thick Asian accent. I totally get it, but this is a highly unusual circumstance, and it...
Okay. All right.
It's an escort service.
They're not going to tell us shit.
Maybe an escort would. Still have her number?
Yeah, but... be pretty awkward.
What we got?
She smiled at me again from inside the shop. This is the best day of my life.
Hey!
Oh my God, you guys! It's been so long.
Oh.
Come in.
Thank you.
You look great.
So do you. You're pregnant.
I feel so fat.
Please.
Do you guys mind taking your shoes off? Because I'm kind of a germ freak.
Oh, yeah, of course, sure. Alan, what are you doing?
Sorry.
Wow, you have a great house.
Thank you. I got married a year ago to a surgeon. Another doctor, can you believe it?
Another doctor.
His name's Jeff. You guys would love him. Tyler, say hi to Mommy's friends.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Wait, is that the baby?
Yeah, time flies, huh?
Wow.
Listen, Jade, is there a place we could talk that's a little bit more private?
Yeah, let's go in the kitchen. You guys want coffee?
Perfect. Hey, you coming?
Hey, Jade, is it okay if I go say hello to the little guy?
Of course.
Nice stuff.
Thanks. Jeff bought it for me.
Jeff, who's that, your fake dad? Your name was Carlos once, did you know that?
No.
Well, it was. And frankly, it suits you better.
Okay.
Do you remember me?
No. Are you my real dad?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, you gotta understand, I've been out of that world a few years now.
Mm. Yeah, of course. We totally get that.
I mean, Jeff knows everything and he's cool, but...
We're just asking if you could... call around, just find out if anybody might know where he is.
We could really use your help.
You used to love it when I would carry you around. Sometimes I could still feel your little head on my chest. So do you like this new Jeff guy?
Yeah, he's nice.
My dad was nice too. We did everything together. He was my life partner. I really let him down.
Okay. Wow. Just trust me, you don't want to go over there, okay? Not this one. I love you too. She says there's this crazy Chinese guy, and he's holed up in the penthouse suite of Caesar's Palace. There's girls going in and out, drugs everywhere. Sounds like a bad scene.
Hey, Alan.
I...
We gotta go.
I gotta go, little man. It was great talking to you. High five.
It's great to see you.
You too, Jade. Thanks so much for your help.
Yeah.
That's a great kid you got there.
He is the best.
Alan!
I'll see you around, Carlos.
Yeah.
We got him.
Great. Where is he?
Caesar's Palace.
Change of plans. Tell him we're going to Vegas. I'm on my way. There's a spot just outside of town. I'll text you the details. Be there at 6 a.m. And make sure the little fucker's tied up.
Hey, Marshall. It's Phil. Maybe Stu wasn't clear. We don't actually have Chow. We just know where he is.
Yeah, and we were hoping that you and your guys could go to Caesar's and get him.
I don't give a fuck what you were hoping.
The deal is you bring Chow to me.
Oh, fuck.
6 a.m. or your friend is dead.
Shit. Oh, God. This place gives me the chills.
I know, right? It's great to be back. So many good memories.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, so here's the deal. You need a key just to get onto his floor, and then once you're there, he's got security posted at the door. It's ridiculous.
Let me guess, that's him? Yep, the one with the strobe lights. I got an idea, but you're not gonna like it.
Not gonna work.
Not with that fucking attitude.
You know this whole place is made out of marbles?
All right, after we stick Chow, Alan and I are going to take him down through the lobby. Be waiting in valet, engine running, ready to go.
Are you sure about this?
Give me the demo.
See you in 20 minutes.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
Don't die.
Wait, what are we doing?
Holy shit.
We're gonna climb down, and then it's about an 8-foot drop to the balcony. All right?
Yeah.
In your own hand.
Oh, yeah. Dry desert air.
Alan, it's fine. You don't need it.
Hold on a second.
What?
Hold on. Like, kick yourself out a little bit.
Alan.
Stay still.
Alan. You get it?
No. Hold on. Let's go.
Oh, fuck me.
Everything all right?
Okay! It's all right! I got it! Oh.
Are you okay?
If I know somebody real, it's your fucking problem. Bring a girl to the crib, maybe we can stop. Oh, I know you love.
another one, this beat is on.
Alan, it's your turn. That's it. Come on. Alan, you're right.
Stop on security.
I think it's slipping.
Just hold on.
You need to calm down.
I'm slipping too.
Oh, shit. You okay? You're fine. Just drop down to me. No chance. I've been up here. Alan, you can do this. I'll catch you. Just let go. That's it. That's it. Just drop straight down. Don't push off.
No!
Oh, God! Come here! Holy fuck. You okay?
Shit. I almost died, Phil.
Come on. I wasn't gonna let you go. You're my boy.
And you're my man.
Oh, what are you doing? Oh. Okay. Let's go get this fucker.
Before you die.
Die? How do you kill what's already dead?
Fuck!
Hey, you okay?
No, look up.
What the fuck is that?
That's Chow!
What?
Follow him.
And then he jumped! He's out of his fucking mind!
I'm out of my fucking mind!
Wow. How beautiful!
Stu, do not lose him!
I'm trying!
I believe I can fly.
We gotta pack up all this gold. We're taking it with us.
Talk to me, Stu.
I got him. I got him!
Tell me that! You can't lose him!
This is so much harder than you realize, Bill! I'm just a dentist!
No, Stu, you're a fucking doctor. Now go get him.
Where the fuck did he go? Ah, fuck me! Should have thought this through! Shit! Ah! Move! Chow! Stop the fucking car!
Stu!
I can't! The pedal is stuck!
What? Stu!
I can't see! Oh, motherfucker! Get off! Whatever!
You won't stop!
Get off the car! I can't see anything! We're gonna die finally!
Stu, what happened? Stu, what's going on?
We had an accident, and I think he's dead.
Wait, what?
I think I killed him. Holy shit. He's not moving.
Oh, fuck.
It's Chow. Chow.
Feel it?
He's alive. He's okay.
Oh, great.
Put him in the limo and come get us.
We'll meet you at valet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That was some ride, huh, pal?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I can't feel my nuts. Would you rub them and make sure they're okay?
It's over, Leslie.
Wait. Let's make a deal. Want Chow to blow your dick? Come on, Stu. I could be a good wife to you.
No more deals.
No way!
Bags in the back seat. Trunk's full.
Hey guys, I'm feeling better now.
All right, it's the next exit, then 4 miles straight into the desert.
Tell you what, let me out. We split the goal 4 ways. Everyone wins.
Marks are gonna kill me! My blood will be on your hands! You want Chow's ghost haunting you for the rest of your life, Stu? Floating over you while you make fuck on your wife?
He's not gonna kill you, Chow! He just wants his gold back!
It's gone. I blew the first 20 million in Bangkok. That's why I had to get the other half!
Enough! Chow, it's over!
You motherfucker! When I get out of this, I'm gonna rip out your fucking lungs! You hear me? You're dead! You're all dead! I didn't mean that. Chow loses his temper sometimes. Please. I need help. I know that.
Let's see if it...
They're coming. Grab the last bag.
Please, Alan.
Step away from the bags.
Let's go.
We good?
It's all there, I promise.
Not exactly. I'm still missing the original half.
But no, that's all we have. Chow said he blew the other half in Bangkok.
Where is he?
In the trunk.
Deal's a deal.
Oh, fuck.
Give me the keys.
What are you going to do with Chow?
I just want to talk to him. Move.
All right.
What the fuck? End of conversation.
Why would you do that?
Leslie Chow is madness. You don't talk to madness. If you're lucky, you trap it in the trunk of your limo and you kill it. You did a great thing tonight. You should feel good about this. What the fuck? I think this is a fucking game.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
Chow,
well, now you want to talk, Blue Eyes? No more silent treatment?
Leslie, no.
Stay out of this, fatty.
No, Leslie. You shoot Phil, you gotta go through me.
Today you all live because one of you was a friend.
Alan, what did you do? I unlocked the latch between the back seat and the trunk. And left him his gun? Yeah, I didn't think it all the way through.
He gave Chow a fighting chance. That's all I ever need. Fuck. It's never easy, is it? No one wants to see that. Except for me, but I was born bad. Hold on, I have something for you. For your loyalty.
Hold on, I don't want this, Mr. Chow.
Okay, give it back then, come on. Quick, before Stu smells it.
I don't want it either, Chow.
Oh, please, like a squirrel doesn't want a nut. It's funny because he's Jewish. Don't you get it? God damn it. Okay, go on. Get out of here, all of you. Hey, Chester, I'll call you in a week. We'll get together.
Oh, Leslie, we can't be friends anymore.
What?
You're not good for me. It's not healthy.
Alan, you're not thinking straight. Let's just talk tomorrow.
Leslie, you're one of the coolest and nicest guys I've ever met. And you're smart, and you're funny, and everybody loves you.
Alan,
What is this?
She said when we get together, bad things happen and people get hurt.
Yeah, that's the point. It's funny.
Well, I've got to make some changes in my life, and this is one of them. I'm sorry. Farewell, Leslie Chow. Shotgun.
Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Alan, you okay?
Yeah.
Good. Let's go home.
Guys, you can go ahead without me. It's something I need to do.
Do you even know how to get home?
Of course I do. I'm a grown man. I'll ask a stranger.
Good luck, Alan. We'll see you soon.
That just a couple of blocks from here, there's a place that looks exactly like Paris, France. I can't remember what it's called, but it's supposed to be magnificent.
It's called Paris Hotel and Casino, and it is magnificent.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I'd like to take you to dinner there. Tonight.
Oh, sorry. No can do.
Oh.
I'm banned from the casino for life, plus 10 years. I took Mom there for her birthday, played a little blackjack. She split tens.
Oh.
I may have overreacted. They said it was abuse of an elderly.
I've done that.
Right? Whatever. I can't go back there. But Golden Nugget has the best prime rib in town.
So. Well, that sounds glorious. I'll send for you at 8:00.
Is that it?
Thank you.
I saw it once. In a pornography.
It's a nice gesture, but maybe we should wait.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I'll see you at 8.
Great, Alan.
What do you think? Hat or no hat?
Hat.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow. Who's this guy? The best in the game? I love it.
Thank you. Cassie picked it out for me.
You look like Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I was going for.
Maybe we'll just lose it. Yeah.
Hey, Alan. I was just talking to Cassie. She's an amazing woman.
Oh, thank you for saying that. She is an amazing woman. I find her much better than your wives.
Oh, that's sweet.
Which reminds me, we need to talk, Doug. All right, listen, fellas. Now that I'm getting married, I'm going to be spending a lot more time with Cassandra.
Of course. Yeah. It's the way it should be.
Now, you slow your roll, Phil, okay? There's more. You're not going to like this part. I must resign from the Wolfpack.
Wow, that's a big step, Alan.
I know. But she's my soulmate and my new best friend. Plus, she lets me mount her, which relaxes me.
Oh, my God.
Alan, maybe never say that part again.
Chillax, Doug. We're all adults here. I know you mount my sister. I've seen it. Many times.
What?
Alan, you are the best.
The point is, you need to let me go. You in particular. I can't be your hero anymore.
Okay. Sure.
Having said all that, I still would like to get together on Tuesdays for bowling and alternating Sundays for general horseplay.
How about we play all that by ear?
Alan, it's time.
Here we go.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Can we get much higher? So high.
Yeah. Yeah. The plan was to drink it till the pain over. But what's worse, the pain or the hangover? Fresh air rolling down the window. Too many Urkels on your team, that's why your wind's low.
Can we get much higher?
Underwear.
Oh my God.
Stu, don't freak out, but you need to look down.
What? Oh my God!
Oh fuck!
I have boobies now!
Holy shit!
It's not funny! Alan, what did you do? What did you do, Alan?
The wedding cake. It was from Leslie.
Oh my God!
We had a sick night, bitches!
Oh.